Wrestle Radio.
The latest in hip-hop news. This is Sonic Radio. Welcome.
Yeah.
If he say yeah one more time, I'ma scream.
No, don't do that.
At least he didn't go skirt.
Yeah, but that's true. He didn't go skirt. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to Side Hustle. Drink of the night is that Moscato cupcake Moscato.
That's what you drinking.
Oh, that's what I'm drinking.
I'm drinking some organic joint. By Well Red, R-E-A-D. It's from California. It's a California red wine. Yes. Very well organic and clean. And I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. Yeah. It's 12.5% alcohol. And shout out Well Red Organic for dropping off some. Well, let's just say it like this: they know that I suffer from a condition called gout, which makes your foot swell, and you can't really drink alcohol. And you know that's a problem for me. I can't drink alcohol really, so I had to find something to drink. So we said, try our wine. So I said, all right, let's try it. So I did a review. We do the drink of the week. If you are a company that wants some love or want us to try your alcohol on the show, just hit us up, sidehustleradio1@gmail.com, and we'll get your drink of the week on. You know what I'm saying? We also do the YouTube joint.
Yeah, at Hustle Brand TV. So check us out. Like us. Don't like us, but hey, whatever. Do what you do. Well, you're going to like us in the end.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. So, we got a guest on this evening. Ready to bring that fire. Already.
Definitely.
Already. Definitely. Now, the funny thing is, DJ DePoys, you got wind of this artist. And he's like, hey, have listen to this artist. What you think? And I was like, oh, yeah, we got to get him on our show.
Oh, for sure.
On the show. And you were stuck on the one song.
Yeah.
I was stuck on the other song. Oh, so you know it's a fire. So with that being said, he going to tell you where he's from. But, hey, this is the O is in the building. What's up,
what's
O?
What's happening?
What's poppin'?
What it do? What's happening, everybody? What's going on, man? Yo, what it do, baby?
Hey,
what's happening, Bradley?
Hey,
we've been
man, thank y'all for having me on tonight, man. DePoys, F, I really appreciate, man. You know what I mean?
We appreciate
the love, man.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, I know it's last minute. Music. Yeah, I know it's last minute, but
yeah, that was my error. That was my error right there. But
I have a question.
What's that?
Is there any way that my fans in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, and Charlotte, Florida, is there any way they could log on right now and listen to this interview as it's happening?
Of course.
We would text that to you right now.
Text it to me right now because I got folks hitting me about how can they listen to it. I actually have the website up, and this is my first time being on the website, so I'm trying to figure out how to navigate to it. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay, I got it up right now. It actually has a delay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me let my people know. So let's continue while I multitask and send out this text.
Okay. That's fine. So with that being said, you say you're from Greensboro?
Well, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, brother. I had fans and you know, friends, family, and supporters out there in Greensboro, North Carolina. Out there in Reeseville, North Carolina. Raleigh, Fayetteville, the Charlotte area, Charleston, South Carolina, of course, Columbia, Allendale, everywhere in between, and I'm still building, man.
Oh, you still building? See, what did I tell you about the Carolinas? Didn't I tell you Carolinas where the music is?
I'm going to keep you 100. You just build some fans in Ohio, too, because when I heard the track, bro, I had, like I said, man, I had to pass it on, let him check it out, and man, And one thing I can say about your music, man, is you straight to the point. You got a message to put out to the world, man. The one track that I liked was the Floyd Mayweather track. That was my that track right there, bro. And I know Hef got his pick.
Oh, that's the birthday song. You know,
likes the birthday girl.
Treat her like it's the birthday girl. Yeah, like a birthday girl.
Indeed. I appreciate all that love, man. Well, I'll give you guys a little background on it. You know what I mean? Birthday Girl was actually created in 2013. I was in the process of, you know, making what they call in the industry bait records, trying to find the proper record to hook some fans and get some people on a reel. And my partner, engineer and producer here in Charleston, South Carolina, his name is Sean Doby. He goes by the Nature Boy.
I had to do that. I heard the Nature Boy.
Yeah, you got to whenever you say that. You know, styling and profiling, baby. You know what I mean? but you know, he actually stumbled onto that record when he was you know, he sits back and he watches a lot of daytime TV, ESPN. You know, he's an old school dude, so you know he grew up, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know what I mean? So like he still watches soap operas and shit like that, listen to Frank Sinatra. So you know, he's bumping that Frank Sinatra, so he was in the crib actually listening to some Beach Boys. And if you listen to that Birthday Girl record in the hook, it's saying, "It's your birthday, go girl, it's your birthday." Well, that's actually a sample from the Beach Boys. He built the record around that sample. You see what I'm saying? And he actually hated that record. and, you know, he sent me the beat. I politicked on it for about a month. And I was walking to the store one day while I was sitting in the studio trying to come up with the perfect opening line, and I was walking to the store with my brother, who's going to get some blacks and some blunts, and I was like hey bruh, her booty got bounced like a jump castle, and bruh said, "That's a lot of bounce," and we just went from there, you know what I mean? And Floyd Mayweather, I wrote that track last year. I got that track from a young brother out of California. Shouts out to my little partner Kay Brook. He got a lot of production credits from West Coast industry artists, underground artists, New York industry artists, and underground artists. You know, I reached out to him. He sent me some beats. You know, we chopped it up, broke bread, whatever the case may be. And the track was actually already titled Floyd Mayweather. So I dropped the track, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so before we get to your music, can you let the listener know who is D.O.? You know, like, you know, how long you been in this music business?
I'm going to try to keep it short. you know, unless God, because I know you guys got an hour, so I've been in the game for a minute. I've been rapping since like 15. The O is the original Soulja Boy. I had that name since I was like 14, 15. I grew up listening to Soulja Slim, so I felt like the only person that is actually titled to that name is people that really live that kind of Soulja life. So at any rate, I started rapping when I was 13. I started doing it for real when I was 15, touring with Cash Money, the Hot Boys, Young Bloods, Lil Flip, stuff like that. Passed Detroit numerous times, and now where I'm at in my, you know, in 2019, I'm in my 30s, my early 30s, and I'm still pushing, I'm crunching. I got distribution deals, non-exclusive distribution platforms through Freeway Rick Ross Music Group, where I get to put out music whenever I feel like it, and it's no contractual obligation, nobody breathing down my neck. So, you know, I tour a lot, I write a lot. I'm fun. I like to sit back and have a good time. I'm real approachable. I'm not Hollywood. You know what I mean? Whenever you see me, you might think I look like Tip, but, you know, I get that every day. That's really not my fault.
Hey,
but
Tim, I like to have Clifford. Fun. Yeah, Clifford.
Right, right.
That's a Clifford.
No, it's not Clifford. It's not Clifford. You know what I mean? So, you know, the O has a message with his music. The O has a method to his madness. You know, what you're going to get from the O whenever you book me for a show, you're going to get that high, intense energy. You're going to get a fun time. You know, I don't care if it ain't 15 people, one person, or 150 or 150,000 people in the building. I'm going to rock the show like it's always packed. And you're going to know that I was in the building because I'm going to leave you with flyers, CDs, a T-shirt, something. My footprint is going to stay. You're going to remember me. You know what I mean? So that's who the O is, man.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I can't wait to this. Oh, this coming July, we got to make it to South Carolina. We got to bring some bread.
Oh, yeah.
With the O. We got to bring bread with O.
We go to the part of the, I'm part of the Fleet DJs, so we, which this show will be played on Fleet Radio. So we,
indeed, I appreciate that love. Shout out to the Fleet DJs.
So we had that conference every July, man, and you ain't. You probably ain't gonna be that far from, you ain't that far from Raleigh, are you?
Raleigh's probably about 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm at down here in Charleston, South Carolina. I gotta check my calendar, man. Like, why you said July?
Yeah.
July 19th.
July 19th. I gotta check right quick because me and my folks, we supposed to be at the Independent Music Awards in New York.
Oh.
And I think that's June.
Okay.
So I just gotta go back and double check into the messages right quick. But at any rate, I don't wanna speak too soon. I might be available. I'm pretty sure I can be available on that day. With you guys coming down, because it'd be a good thing for the team of young boys that I work with to come through and experience that good networking vibe. And
oh, yeah.
Get some more DJs in their repertoire. You know what I mean?
So oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be nothing. I just have to holler at the team and be like, "Yo, this is what it is." And if they think that it's lucrative, which it really is, it's the Fleet DJs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We gonna come through and show that love.
Sure, oh, plenty of DJs there to play to spin the music, you know, put it out there, let the world. Hey, I'm definitely gonna let all the DJs that I rock with know about your music. Actually, if that's cool with you,
is this Depoys? Is Depoys talking to me?
Yes, yeah, Depoys.
Yeah, man. Listen, brother.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. You bet not do as long as you got my music. You bet not sit on it.
You already. Bruh, you know I didn't sit on it when I passed in my bro right here. You know, it was all love. Yeah,
bro. Let me say it to you like this, bro. What you don't have to worry about when you get the music from me is the music ready to go?
Uh-huh.
It's coded. It's registered. It's copyrighted. Uh-huh. It has ISRC codes. It's uh-huh. ready to go. Shoot uh-huh. it to him. Hell, uh-huh. nigga, if you want the instrumental, I'll send you that too.
Now, see, that's what we're talking about. See, that's how you be prepared, and you get your items out there ready to be played. With that being said, Dio, we got three tracks. Which track do you want to do first?
So I sent you brothers Floyd Mayweather, Birthday Girl, and what else?
What is it worth?
Oh, worth. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, lottery it, man. Play anything. Don't matter.
No, this is your call. This is your platform. This is your show.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's get it going with Floyd Mayweather, the radio version, since that's the current song that I'm pushing right now on YouTube and on my new project titled Ain't No Love. It just came out this past Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, and Amazon Radio.
Okay. Hey, this.
Yeah, I'm gonna plug it.
Plug it. That's what you're here for. Okay, so that track, like I said, is Floyd Mayweather.
It's my favorite right
there. Let's go.
Let's be right back right after this. This is the O.
I chasing this bag, better get your people up. Addicted to this cash, I'll never get enough. 180 on the dash in the state, mixing up. Once I paid, I hit the stage, tell the DJ, mix it up. Fanny Raleigh on my tail, I got to get in this mail. Make moves so deliberately at the pace of a snail. A couple pounds off, that's what it read on the scale. It's saying 47, it's 50 in every bill. I be all in without the hibernation at the mouth. Salivating, never keep the fans waiting. I can't keep the cash waiting either. Swear I'll never take a breather. Hustle till I see the sun. For the fam in this Geneva. Spectators, now believers. Supernova from the ether. Carve my own destiny. I boot up on you over here.
DJ.
Brandish weapons, no concealing. Man, them boys are so conceited. I'm making this money, you don't make me. I'm pressed for you haters, you don't faze me. So I spend a couple bands, he won't break me. He gon' take more than some salt for you to shake me.
Money, money, yeah, yeah.
I'm making this money, he don't make me.
Money, money, yeah, yeah.
He gon' take more than some salt for you to shake me.
I out for presidents to represent me. You know I only out for presidents to represent me. Them the only true presidents that's working for me. Cause the electoral college doesn't represent we. Back to this cash flow. So Fidel Castro, Hussein, Gaddafi, Newton, Garvey, Fred Hanflow. You waiting for your savior, tell me where they at, bro. You so-called blacks need a foot dead in your back, bro. Beware with your asshole. Prepare for the task force. Behold a faceless rider who rides the pale host. I the captain of the ship, we ride and stay the coast. Don't start tripping up now, if we die, today's lost.
I'm making this money, you don't make me. I'm pressed for you haters, you don't faze me. So I spend a couple bands, he won't break me. He gon' take more than some salt for you to shake me.
Money, money, yeah, yeah.
I'm making this money, you don't make me.
Money, money, yeah, yeah.
You gon' take more than some salt for you to shake me. I'm pressed for these haters, they don't faze me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm making this money, you don't make me.
Yeah, yeah.
You gon' take more than some salt for you to shake me.
Yeah, yeah.
I dropping them hits, you heard them lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is D.O. And that is Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, listen, I love the layout of y'all website, man. I wish I could have been in Ohio, man. That's where you guys at, right? In Ohio?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
I wish I could have been up there to be in the studio with y'all, man. But don't worry, man.
Hey, we traveling this year. We be picking you up. But yeah. We gonna come and break bread with you.
Like, that's just one station we on. We on multiple.
Well,
show is syndicated, so it's gonna be on multiple platforms. We even got a affiliate in New York. Affiliates in the UK, so you're gonna be heard in several.
Well, just know, like I said, this show is being aired today.
Yeah.
After today, this show will be aired every single day.
Just about, yeah, yep.
Indeed.
And podcast.
Yeah. So this show will be aired on another station every single day this coming week. So.
Oh man, I love to hear that kind of situation, man. Like, see, I wanted excuse me, I wanted to get the information. That's why I tried to call them a little bit earlier. I was trying to figure out exactly all who y'all was affiliated with, just so I could like give shout outs.
Oh, we
go back later and do drops. You know what I'm saying? But these boys, I'll just get with you after the show.
Yeah.
And we'll just change messages and I'll get all that good information.
And like I said, you get all the different shows. I mean, your show will be on different stations. You get all that information after tonight's interview.
Man, I appreciate the fact that you show love to DJs, because there are a lot of cats that don't have their act together as far as their licensing, their copywriting, and then they send you tracks that just don't have nothing on them, and then want love, and then get mad when they say DJs don't show love to indie artists. But that's not possible now. We 90% of all the DJs that I rock with, we all want to rock with real good hip hop, other than the stereotypical stuff that's on the radio that's repetitive now. With that being said, have you ever been asked to sign to a deal? Have they ever said, "Yo, come sign with example, come sign with Bad Boy"? Let me, and then when you sign with us, we gonna want you to do this. We want you to sound like the Mingos or whatever the hell they call.
I have. Okay, so when I was 17, like the ages of like 17 and like 22, we had a couple of situations where I could have been signed. The first encounter, I was rocking with Adam Gazzola, and he's a little known name in the industry, but he has a lot of big engineering credits. Like he made beats and mixed and mastered on LL Cool J's The GOAT album. He mixed and mastered on the Third Bass album. He mixed and mastered 80% of DMX's all of his work coming out of the Rough Riders camp. He had his hands in all of the Lox and the Rough Rider movements, so on and so forth. He was the first person to record Joe Budden when Joe Budden was coming up. E-40, so on and so forth. So he shot me around and had a situation where I could have been signed with, Red Alert wanted to walk, was starting a label. He wanted to sign me. Sony wanted to sign me, but you know, that never happened. We transitioned down to Atlanta right before 9/11. I linked up with a brother named Prism over at Def Jam South. He was the head of marketing. I met him in the mall, and you know, ended up getting his phone number, and he was going to introduce me to Scarface when I came back down to Atlanta on September the 10th and September the 11th. Planes, they shut that down. My very actual old shit. Can I curse? I'm sorry. Can I curse?
You good. We'll
okay.
We'll,
I apologize.
We'll
if I can't, I apologize. No. But my old man, this is it. I was like 19. Universal wanted to sign me, and the company that I was with was shooting for a label deal, and at that particular time, I didn't realize how close they were to getting the label deal because of who I was dealing with. I didn't realize the person that I was dealing with was actually somebody and not just a nobody who had came from nothing and was like, "Hey, I got some money. Listen to me." You know what I mean? So I was young and dumb, and I kind of messed myself up out of that deal. For 10 years, I was on the blacklist. Nobody would talk to me. I couldn't get a meeting. I couldn't get nobody to pick up my phone just because I was young and dumb and kind of like, totally fucked that deal off. I can't even say I messed it up. I fucked it up. but at any rate, you know, now independence is really where it's at for me. Learning through those 10 years, learning the business and still learning the business and you know, making bad investments and losing money and, you know, making good investments and making money and trying to see where I can capitalize to do that again and how to expand it and go further and further. And then finally coming to a point where I realize that it's not going to happen in my city. And now I need to start spending some money and taking risks on myself to go out there and see what else is out there. And that's how I ended up in situations with Sky Records out of Atlanta. They have helped manufacture a lot of my likeness all through, you know, the United States and across the globe, just by helping me spend money in marketing, by matching what I spend, and just putting their own marketing strategies together, which led me to a non-exclusive distribution deal with Freeway Rick Ross Music. And I've just been spending my own money, and, you know, Sky Records was matching whatever I spent, and they would spend money to put me in lucrative shows, and those lucrative shows were turned into shows where I get paid at two more shows down the road, you know what I mean? And now, you know, I got a situation sitting in the cut. I don't really want to speak on it, but I got a situation sitting in the cut with a real reputable label, and they, you know, they got a good situation going, and they want to sign me, and so we just waiting to see what happens. They're not talking anything crazy, you know. Me, like I said, I'm in my early 30s, and I've seen many contracts in my face. So what I don't want, and what I will accept is what I'll negotiate for. You know what I mean? So I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. But the biggest thing, I think, to answer your question, nobody has ever told me that I have to rap like somebody, but I have been told that my look didn't match my lyrics. This is when I had dreadlocks, and then I cut my hair just to try a look change, and now I can't shake the fact that I look like T.I. But this is, you know, my mom and my dad had sex, and this is the result. You know, I didn't go to a doctor and said, you look like something happened. You know what I'm saying? If I had that kind of money, I'd just put it in my music, and buy some property and some land and some real estate, that kind of thing. But yeah, man, you know, this industry, just to expound on that, yeah, man, you know, when you get that major deal, the thing you have to look out for is that they don't take your creative control, aside from the other things that really matter, like publishing and points, and you got to make sure you got a marketing budget and a touring budget, and, you know, what's recoupable and what's non-recoupable. The average independent artist don't even, like, this is Chinese algebra. What I'm speaking, oh, it's yeah. Chinese algebra to the average independent artist. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because they don't even do their due diligence to understand what's going on. So, yeah, you got to watch out for that.
And then it's good hearing that as an artist as yourself, since you've been around for a little bit, that you speak that type of truth. Because there's a lot of artists that hide that stuff, don't want to talk about that stuff. What we try to do here on our show is we try to help independent artists to make them better, because we believe that there's enough at the table that everybody can eat, and we just all want to eat.
Well, you know, my partner down here in Charleston, shouts out my man Skinny Great. He got a song called "Everybody Eats." You know, everybody eats. Everybody eats. It ain't no reason why you can't. It's enough money out here for everybody. You know, no matter what profession, career, trade, whatever it is that you're doing, it's enough money out here for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, look at Dollar America, look at T-Mobile, look at DirecTV. All of these places have call centers. It's enough money out here for everybody. You know what I mean? Look at, so why can't be enough money out here and rap to everybody? It's enough money out here independently. I mean, like, if you go back. And just look through rap, and like take a rapper like, and it's awkward that, you know, it's gonna be funny when I say it, but Lil Flip, and I look like T.I. and Tip beef with Lil Flip. That's why I say it's funny. But take Lil Flip, right? Lil Flip goes platinum in Texas alone.
Right, independent.
He goes gold in Texas alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes Lil Flip goes gold or platinum in one city.
Right. And Slim so Thug. That whole Houston, like, is like a
Houston Slim itself. Thug, Paul yeah. Wall, oh, Big yeah. Pokey. Yeah. I mean, like, these brothers are legends.
Right.
Coming out of Houston. Mm-hmm. And some of these brothers you never see on mainstream TV. Or hear them on what is considered top 40 radio, but they're banging in Houston, and they're doing shows in London, and they're doing shows in Japan, right. And they're, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's money out here. You know, it's a reason that the quote unquote old heads in rap still tour around the globe, and not just off of nostalgic music. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are some hip hop heads. So I'm sure if I say Wu-Tang and then I say Grave Diggers, y'all know about them, right?
Yeah.
Grave Diggers still make music.
Yeah.
Grave Diggers still tour. Although Grave Diggers is only one of the group, the members right now.
Right. One of them.
You
passed,
see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Grave Diggers is still making music. You know what I mean? Like, so you just got to look at that kind of situation. Like, it's money out here, bro. You got to know how to work your situation. And I've been in a couple of situations. You know what I mean? And the biggest problem was I didn't know how to work. I know how to hustle, but I didn't know how to work those situations because I didn't know the business. Now I know how to work situations because you can't escape the experience. And that's what gives you the skin to be able to say, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is what I expect, and this is how you can negotiate, navigate, and set your price and stick to it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just where it's at with me.
Yo, let me ask you this, dude. You said, you mentioned that there was you had to go to Atlanta to get some love. But the way we look at hip hop now Hef brought it to my attention maybe about a year or two ago. North Carolina has the hottest hip hop.
Hottest
is running the game right now.
Right.
Everybody
now
that we've ever, just about the majority of MCs with good music has all come out of the Carolinas. And then you said you had to get rid of your raise, but then it's funny now you look at J. Cole, who is from North Carolina, who is walking around with
more braids.
Yeah.
I'm like, is them real?
Yeah.
Are them real?
I mean, it's like,
is that a hair plan?
What you were doing was good. I mean, I guess in the long term, it's like what goes around comes back around. What they were hating on ended up being the way it is now. Like, I mean, is there not any labels in North Carolina now still? Or is it just... Because it seems like everything that we hear that's banned is coming out of North Carolina.
Even foul.
I can't really answer that question because I'm from South Carolina.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We've had artists from North South Carolina too. I mean, just the Carolinas in general.
Yeah, the Carolinas in general. Yeah, the eyes are definitely on the Carolinas. The eyes have always been on the Carolinas.
Right.
A lot of the times, the problem was the gatekeepers. You know what I mean? You know, like one radio station will buy out another radio station in the aspect of they'll pay them to not turn in their reports. So this radio station over here that was in competition with the main radio station, now they don't turn in their reports, so you don't never know who get to spin. And then aside from that, they're paying you to not play this list of artists over here.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? Huh. So this list of artists may be hot independent artists that the record labels still because record labels still come to radio stations to find out who's hot. So these record labels still come and they're like, yo, don't play these people. You see what I'm saying? And that kind of shit happens a lot more than people think that it does. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, record labels are it's no way around it because radio stations aren't really the only source of audio entertainment and getting the buzz out to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got so many different forms of audio entertainment now. You can just go online and just, you know, that Piff, you know, Spinrilla, and they'll tell you who's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just go online to YouTube. They'll tell you who's hot. SoundCloud, they'll tell you who's hot. Yeah. Just go look for it. You know what I mean? Like, music can, like, the artist won't be denied now. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, like, you know, just to sidebar, but with all of these ways for us to get our music out there, you know, a lot of us, you know, just to jump back a couple statements, a lot of us being so green to the business, right? We throw this music up on Dat Piff, and we throw this music on Spinrilla, and we throw this music on SoundCloud and all these other quote unquote free sites, and we never read the fucking terms of agreement. Right? We never, and most importantly, we never click past past the first tab of uploading the music. We never click on the fucking word, the word that says, excuse me, the word that says metadata, and upload our UPC codes and our ISRC codes and make our songs available for stream only and not give it away. And you know what I'm saying? Like we don't do that
because
we don't understand that. Oh man, I got 100,000 streams on here. Yeah. Okay, so you first of all, you just gave SoundCloud, Dat Piff, Spinrilla the right to get all that royalty off them spins.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Secondly, so what? The music ain't coded. The music ain't registered. The music ain't copyrighted. That's 100,000 free streams for nothing.
And they won't even let DJs put mixtapes on there no more.
That man, they won't. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, nope.
So it's like,
yeah.
And it's the same. It's but D Poison Hex, right? It's the same thing. Like what you were saying earlier when you saying like when D was saying about giving the DJs love, right? Like, okay, you get about 100 emails a day.
Right.
Yo, I'm the next hot artist. This the new club banger.
That's
this
where it sounds too. That's
anthem.
How it sounds.
This the one that get the ladies on the floor. this the summer anthem. The blah blah blah. Right.
Right.
Okay. You get about 100 of them a day. Mm-hmm. Out of 100 of them, let's say 10% is actually registered. Right. Out of them 10. Let's say 3 are really hot, 4 are strong, right? So we at 7, and the last 3 are actually whack. You know what I mean? Like, they got great beats, but they're whack. Now, the other 90 people, when they hear these 10 songs break on the radio, because they registered, they coded, they titled, they labeled, they MP3 format, all of the criteria has been met. And the other 90 hadn't even met one part of the criteria, right? So now, you a hater, you know, you showing favoritism, you this, you that. My point in saying all that is to the artist is that if it get played on the radio and it ain't registered the right way, so what? Like, for you, it's like, yo, my song's on the radio. Oh, man. But, yo, that's nothing. Because you're not about your business. You don't got it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to learn that. You know, yeah, it was playing on the radio. On the radio for 30 days. And it was in the 9 o'clock mix show. So I listened to all that. It's playing on internet radio for 60 days. And they pay you for your streams. Oh, they pay you for your streams. Oh, man, the music came back. I'm spending $80, you know, for 3 weeks or a month or whatever with blah 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 radio station out in Miami or blah 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 radio station out in Ohio or blah 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 radio station out in Compton, California or blah 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 radio station out in England, and none of this music is registered, and they're gonna pay me twice or three times of what I invested. And if I keep reinvesting it, the check will get bigger, but my music's not registered. I'm just giving away the free spins. I'm just wasting money. Yeah, I got a buzz. But if the check ain't coming, then how I'm gonna organize the show in London? How I'm gonna organize the show in Compton? The check ain't coming. Be about your check. You can be persistent, be consistent, create great content, but be about your check. I ain't the game to be so not told, man. Y'all boy ain't with the
right. Speaking of some good music, which you do, and which is labeled and everything, it's time for us to get to this next track. So, what's the next track? So, we got...
The next track is titled Properly Work, because that's what y'all got to do. Y'all got to put in work. Y'all got to grind. Y'all got to lose sleep. You got to say, forget your friends. You don't care about what's on TV. Work. W-O-R-K. If your fingernails ain't dirty, get from round.
That's the original, the O himself. This title of this track is called Work. Hey, this is Side Hustle Radio.
Let's go.
Osborne Montana.
It's all a design. If it's more than these lines, it's all in the grind.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
I spit that motion picture that you can see me going through the motion picture I live at. You can feel the emotions in my scriptures. I'm just another, but this is for all my, this is for all my worth and my mother, my brother, get some of it, get some of it. We making bread off that butter, quick to come butter, to come butter. You can hate me now, but you love, but you love. You gon' respect my mind, free little slugger, little slugger. Keep it sharp like a fresh pair of clippers. Alley you, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. Difference between me and you, great differ. The second coming of the late great Christopher. That's bars, right? You plastic cups, I'm goose bottles in a bar fight. Really get hit with a goose bottle in a bar fight. Feel me? This might go over your brain. Is a Method Man, cash is an old, gon' bring
take
the pain.
It for what it's,
see what
I'm
saying? It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
I'm so exquisite, Charles thin when I spit this flow. Guess who's back again with rockin' beats and killer flows. We here to steal a show. It's about that time again. The always put the cape on. Thank you for chiming in. I'm all-star barber lining with this pen. I'm samurai sword sharp. There I go again. Never had a friend pick me up in this game. So don't expect no favors when I'm back in this trap, man. Like a crap game. But you so snake eyes that you don't even see how you lost to the cause, man. We got them balls arranged like we got the grams bag. Rap money, trap money, it's all going to the stash. You caught up on the fads, I'm caught up on the cash. We elevate our rap, hustle half a Charleston man. Now that's a cold truth, I put it in the verse. You can take it how you wanna, but take it for what
take
it's worth.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
Bar sharper than a Ginsu blade. We got the ticket, we could get you paid.
These food gaze, twin book, same page, cashing no same stage. I throw shade.
Now that's so lame. You want the fame, but can't even write a hot track. Owing cash and show you how to rock that.
Bet you can't top that with two hot cats smoking like two hot gats. Got you thinking Biggie and Tupac back.
Yeah, back. We spit that rap attack on you and shit. We cackleck, track the stacks and platinum flags. Dollar signs, we after that.
This calculated, y'all hate it. We get traded and dominated. One Carolina, the topic conversated.
Yeah. The architects, the master builders of this hip hop scene. We set the tones and guidelines. Give y'all hip-hop dreams.
So soon you will understand. If there's a will, there's a way. All you need is a master
plan. Take it
plan.
For what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all a design. It's more than these lines.
Take it for what it's worth.
It's all in the grind. It's more than the rhyme.
Take it for what it's worth.
Take it for what it's worth. Hey, that is Dio. And all the way.
All right. My bad, man. My bad. I apologize. That was Take It For What It's Worth, guys. I appreciate that correction. That's my bad, man. I send so much music out this week. Kind of crazy.
Oh, hey, I'm still vibing off of that. Off of that.
Yeah, that's Take It For What It's Worth featuring my man 50 Grand, my brother from another mother. Cassius Clay, spelled with a C, C-A-S-H-E-S. K-L-A-Y, Cassius Clay.
Oh, okay. Cassius Clay.
I like that name. That's like the,
man,
like the classic boxing.
Yeah, man.
He gets down with it, man. You know, every time we get together, man, it's like superhero music, man. It's real classic. You know what I mean? So I got to give him a big shout out. That video is on YouTube.
Oh,
you can type in the old What It's Worth.
It's on
Vivo. It's entitled. It's also off coming. It's a song. It's also a song off of the EP that I released. That is on Spotify and iTunes as well. Titled Ishmael, Just Me, The Return. That's my first name, Ishmael. And that's a pretty tough album right there. It's it really just bears who Ishmael really is, how Ishmael feels about certain things to be going on. You know, 10 songs, pretty tough. Make sure you check that out.
Oh, we gotta check that one out, bro.
Oh, for sure.
We gotta check that out.
It's gonna be love on that one, definitely.
Yeah.
So, what do you got planned for? You know, I know it's still winter time. Spring is just around the corner for everybody. But what you got planned for the rest of this year?
Man, I just released two projects this week. You know, I decided to dig into the archives and pull out some music that I've been sitting on. Like I said earlier, I released a 4-song EP titled Ain't No Love, with the title song Ain't No Love on there, featuring my man Hotep, the Floyd Mayweather Radio track on there. Another track I did a few years back titled I Ain't Never, produced by my man Straight Drop Dro with Straight Drop Productions, and a new track that I recorded last year titled Gonna Get It, produced by the street drummers BB Slim aka David Skywalker. And as of this morning, I released Captain Save the Block, which is a mixtape I put together in 2010. It's also comprised with some music I recorded back in early 2000, 19 tracks. It has Young Scrooge the Paperboy, my baby sister and first lady of my label, Miss Opal, London McKee, Charlie B, Eddie Dynamite, S.I.P., and a whole lot more. A plethora of production is on that from different producers and engineers. So those two mixtapes are live right now. You can stream those, play those on all digital platforms. It's still uploading to other places like Napster and Pandora, but it's Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, right off the bat, iTunes, Apple Music, things of that nature. So, I also have a project underway that's already recorded. We're wrapping it up in the studio engineering-wise, titled The Power of the Tongue. It's already titled. The graphics are already made. The song will be uploaded into BMI, and then they'll be published once it drops. The ISRC codes are assigned to it. I normally assign my own ISRC codes, but I'm gonna let them do it on this one. Be a little bit lazy and tired. I've been a one man gang, so you know I got a team in the cut. So you know I'm gonna let the team do what they do, and I'm gonna just kind of focus on rapping right now.
So when the Power of the Tongue, when does that drop again?
Power of the Tongue, it's not scheduled to drop anytime soon, man. It's just because I keep recording music.
Yeah.
Like I got 10 songs that are definitely rap, right? And they're going. And then because the Power of the Tongue is going to be a double disc, and I have to get the second disc recorded so that I can drop it the way that I want to drop it, because I want to drop the disc 30 days apart. Because the Power of the Tongue disc 1 is the sleep side, so the sleep side is already done. And the woke side is under construction right now. I'm going to, and when I say the sleep side, what I mean by that is that the Power of the Tongue, there is your tongue speaks life and death. And, you know, we have been we have been conditioned. Yeah, that's the right word. We have been conditioned to be asleep. So we speak sleep. Mm. You know what I mean? We only think asleep about the shit that keeps us asleep. Is this what I mean by that?
This kind of church. This kind of church for me right now. Go ahead, bro. Finish.
Yeah. So, with that being said, you know what we have to do is, you know what I did was I hit them with the, you know, the sleep beats. You know, the beats that turn them up, that wake them up in the club. The beats that, you know, keep them awoke and aware of what's going on when they in the trap and they riding in the car and they in the, you know, and they got to do their things, and when they go into school and they got these kids, and you know, I give them those beats with the woke music that wakes up the mind and make them say, oh, but I give it to them in the way that they understand it. So now when I come back with the woke side, you know, you already got your baby food with the sleep side, so now I can give you this whole plate. You see what I'm saying? So it's a setup with the power of the tongue. But at the same time, I'm also working on an untitled project right now. I'm recording up in Greensboro, North Carolina. Shouts out to my fam, Motown Mogul Media, up there in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we're working on an untitled project, and you know, that'll be rap. So before the year's over, man, just know, I'm right now, going into the spring, you're going to see videos, or you're going to see some videos being shot from these two projects that I just released. And like, I'm giving everybody backstop. Like, I've been putting out music online since 2010. So like, you got to go back and check the OSB Legendary album. You know what I mean? And the OSB is an acronym. O with the dot, S period, B period, Legendary. You know, check that out. That's original Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? The O is, you know, evolved out of that. You know what I mean? So you got to go back and check that. And then you get to understand exactly how it all came together for me to be exactly where I'm at right now. You'll see the evolution in my singles, and then you'll check my album, and then you'll see my two new projects. You know, like, but you have to keep in mind that, you know, the two new projects are actually a composition of old music and new music, you know, and you'll be able to hear it in my voice. You know what I mean? When you listen to Captain Save the Block, you'll be able to hear it in my voice. Be like, yeah, he sounds young in this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, the music, man, the music is there, man. You know, it's you know, last year was a real quiet year for me. I didn't really do too much. I just shot a couple of videos, you know, from the album, and I just kept pushing. You know what I mean?
Well, 2019, we're gonna help you make that noise, and that's what we're starting here today. We got one more track that we got to play. We'll go ahead and introduce this track.
Oh, man, this right here, man. This is a song for all occasions, man. For the sexy ladies, for the grown women, for the classy women, for the women that like to go out and get a little ratchet, like to turn up just a little bit, like get in the circle with the girls with the classy heels on, with the toes out, twerk that thing just a little bit. It's called Birthday Girl. And fellas, players, pimps of all ages, sizes, and backgrounds, man, if you ain't treating your lady like this every day, not just when she good, not when she ain't getting on your nerve, but every day in little ways, you're simping and slipping. You feel me? It's called Birthday Girl by yours truly, the old man, featuring my dog Young Toons. Let's go.
This is Side Hustle. Be right back.
Her booty got bounced like a jump castle. She in the club making a shake, you don't have to ask. Fresh pedicure with the toes out. So bad, made the bottles bring the foes out. I'm smoking good, good, got the top back. She X-rated, but I can't tell her to stop that. Moscato filling up her glass. Those pants must be painted. I don't know. All I see is
in a circle with a girl on the dance floor. DJ played they song, now they dumbing on your woman. Yo, whoa, hold up, I got a sec to throw up. These bad bitches in ya is the reason that I showed up. All I see is I see your bad plans, man. Tonight I spin it all, don't care about the digits, ain't. It's safe to say that tonight we going digit, man.
Say when y'all come to rally, and I come up there and we link, man, I got to show y'all how to do the money dance, man.
Oh,
bro, I had my own.
You got a money dance.
I had my own money dance going over here.
That's what I'm talking about. See that that's how you do the money dance. You see what I'm saying? Like you don't got to do what I do. You just got to get in your rhythm, baby. And you all see, we can vibe.
I gotta be bumping in the strip clubs right now. I gotta be killing them in the strip clubs.
Oh God, that's the birthday theme song for the year right there. We gotta play that one. Birthdays.
Never mind 50. That's the new. That's gonna replace 50's.
Yeah, that's that birthday dance.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I know we do apologize. We didn't expect to keep you on this long, but how can they follow you on social media?
Oh man! Listen, first off, man, before I even jump into that, let me say I appreciate y'all for having me on. You know, I thank y'all for having me this long.
Oh, you family, bro. You family now. Good, this is your platform. You family.
Good conversation, you know. Good conversation and good vibe, man. Yeah. That's how we ended up getting. I mean, if I didn't know how to carry an interview, man, it'd probably be over. You know, 3 minutes. I'd be like, all right, let me be hollering. You know what I'm saying? But right. I appreciate y'all, man. So, you know, with that being said, to my fans, my friends, my followers, and all of the listeners out there right now, man, I appreciate y'all for rocking with me this whole hour, man. You know, this is your boy right here, the old man, Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at I am the O 843. I'm on Snapchat as well, and you can hit me up on the Snap at 843. Oh no, I lied. You can hit me up on the Snap at the_0843. The_0843. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook right now, I will personally get your email address to see an exclusive track.
Oh.
It's out right now that you don't got to pay for. Right now.
Oh.
I am the 0843. I am the 0843 on Instagram and Twitter and on Facebook. All you got to do is, and I'm going to hit you right now. You dig what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, the old man. I appreciate y'all, man.
That's what's up, man.
When y'all coming to Raleigh again?
July 19th.
July the 19th. And what's this conference called?
Fleet DJs Conference. DJ
this
Conference.
Is this the DJ Music Conference?
Yep. All the Fleet DJs. They're getting bigger. Okay. Like 5 to 1,000 Fleet DJs do that rock out down there. And then we have artists come down and perform.
This
and
is a good place to come and collab.
Yeah. Fleet models, everybody, you know. Anybody.
Man, listen, brother. I appreciate you reaching out to me the way that you did. You know, I want to say, most DJs in your position use the platform that they have as a leverage over independent artists.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The game is to be sold and not told.
Right.
This is true.
Right.
But I always felt that good music could never be denied.
True that. True that.
And I appreciate you for not denying good music and not leveraging your position. So to reiterate the question you asked earlier, if I mind if you pass my music on, I don't. And I thank you for passing it on.
Right.
That's all I want to say.
You drop your next project, man. Definitely.
He'll be back. We make sure he get back.
Well, listen, man. I want to give a couple shout outs. That's cool.
That's gonna be my next thing. Anybody you want to shout out?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. I want to shout out everybody, man. I want to shout out my fam. You know, for sticking with me. You know, I want to shout out Motown Mogul Media. I want to shout out Sky Records. I want to shout out the whole South Cat. I want to shout out the Fleet DJs. I want to shout out everybody that's rocking with me, man. All my new fans, my supporters, you know, just keep following me at I am the 0843, man. I want to shout out DJ Tantrum, my dog, man, for showing me all that love back home, man. I just want to keep saying, just keep pushing, man, to everybody out there. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all keep pushing. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. Don't let nobody tell you you can't make it happen. If you want to be a painter, a rapper, if you want to be a judge, whatever it is that you want to be, bro, make sure you study what you're doing. Don't come out there half-cocked. That's all I got to say about that. Know what you're doing and be about what you say you're going to do, bro. Peace.
Amen. Amen. Hey, we'd like to thank you. Dio, like you said, follow him on IG and also on Facebook.
Hold on. It's not Zio, because it sounds like Theo when you say it. So you just gotta say Zio.
Okay. Well, my fault.
Or you could say it ebonically, Duh-O.
Duh-O.
T-H-A. Okay.
No, D-A. Oh, no. T-H-A.
Yeah,
hey, that's Duh-O. And follow him on IG and also on Facebook. Is it Duh-O?
I am the 0843.
I am the 0843 on that's Instagram and also Facebook. Follow
Twitter
him.
Facebook.
Yes, follow him. Support. Hey, send him your best money dance. I love that song. It's your birthday, girl.
Hey, send me your best money dance. I'll cash app you $25.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And with that being said, hey, follow me on social media. That's Hef Chulo on IG, DJ DePoise.
At DJ DEEPOISC on everything.
Until next week, we be out.
Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.